Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hey guys, I'm Rich Tillery, and hey, got another one coming up on the rooftop here. Chad Smith.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Guess I ought to get a mic up.
Yeah. Get close to the mic.
There we go.
Get this table back all over right here and everything. Chad Smith is the assistant principal.
That's correct.
For Kathleen.
Yes, sir. Over the Aerospace Academy out here at Sun and Fun.
Over the Aerospace Academy. Now, this Aerospace Academy, we're going to talk about this. A little bit about what how this thing got started. How did you feel the urge, or did they bring you in to start this academy?
Well, it kind of was brought in. It was originally a group of local educators in the college level and workforce ed from the Polk County School System, and a business person, Rick Garcia of Gulf Coast Avionics, were in an expo or seminar talking.
I know Rick Garcia very well.
They just kind of kicked the idea around, and then John Small, who's director for workforce education, suggested that we do something in Kathleen, and ironically, I had been there for a couple years and left the airlines. I was an airline pilot, CFI, ATP, and they said, would you be willing to head this up? So that's how I got involved and where
said,
we started.
Heck yeah. How long have they been out here doing the Flight Academy?
This is our second year. We're halfway through our second year. Started last year with about 63 ninth and 10th graders, and then we've rolled up a grade, and now we have 110 9th through 11th graders. And next year will be a full four-year program, 9 through 12.
I mean, it's terrific. I know a lot of the guys here because you guys are so, I mean, the school's right here. How close is that school to the Sun and Fun complex? It's right here in Lakeland,
It's right here in the middle of the complex. It's in
right
the
here,
fence.
It's inside the fence right here. I'm going to show you a little graphic if we can zoom. I don't know if we can get it or not. But if we can, I'm sure Obi can put it in there later on, our director. But a lot of the people that are being educated here are getting a little bit of firsthand experience.
Yep.
Because I think they're using some of these kids to come out here and help out.
They've been using them all, and they've been involved in the workshops. They've been involved in the educational programs over with the Davis Center. They've been out working gift shops. They've been working the flight line with the Warbirds, and out there with Dr. McKee on the flight line with flybys. So they've been involved in everything.
You know, that's a great experience for these kids too. Chad, because these guys are out here and they're actually getting, because you pick up a little bit more education when you just listen to people talking about, airplanes and what they used to fly,
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of old timers, there's a lot of new guys, there's engineers like our camera operator over here.
Who is one of our instructors also at the Central
Who's also one of our, all these volunteers, they've all got great backgrounds. He gave me a little class a little while ago. But yeah, you gain so much, and these kids gain so much from being out here. Now, I heard a little grapevine stuff that said that, if you didn't make certain grades, they weren't going to let you come out here. Is that true?
Well, we try to create a perception of that, you need to be performing to come out here. But we don't exclude students that are having struggles in academics.
Right.
Because one of the things we found is once they get out here, they found their niche and they're hooked and their spirit comes up and their grades come up. So we don't want to screen them out for that. But once they do get here, we do expect a strong work ethic.
Yes.
And we expect to maintain a 2.5 GPA or better on a semester average.
Is that right? That's pretty good.
And you find a few students who aren't going to maintain that, but that's the idea is the student gets out here, it's because they have a passion for aviation.
I hear you. Now, Chad, these your department, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, these guys now, how are they divided up? You got like maintenance and air traffic control?
What we call our tracks. Right now, there's three major tracks that we work with. The first one is aerospace engineering, which is what Mr. Bartuska teaches with our students. And at the end of that, they have a certification in AutoCAD that they can earn, which is automated computer-aided drafting.
Right.
Then we have an avionics program where our students get a certificate in completion for avionics. So they go out and be avionics technicians. We did get a $250,000 grant for that. So we've got a full lab with all the equipment and everything in the building for that. And then our other program is aerospace technologies, which is basically private pilot and instrument ground school. So they can get their foundation for that and then go out and begin their flight training somewhere.
So the flight training part, is the aircraft or the flight school that provides that, is it farmed out or contracted?
We had not hit that yet until just this past week. We now have announced that we have received a $7.5 million donation to build a facility, and off of that facility's lease fees from the county, we're going to actually reinvest that money into flight training for students. And so we do have some aircraft that are being purchased for us, and we have some additional facilities that will be added over the next year or two, so that there will actually be a flight academy out here. Yes.
Now, this flight academy, I wish I could tell you the website that it's on, but it looks beautiful.
I can tell you, www.flycfaa.com.
Go ahead and say that again.
It's www.flycfaa.com.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, go there. Now, is this graphic going to show up on there?
That's the same one? All our news releases and everything's on there,
right.
Yes.
I'm looking
correct.
At the one that came out of the newspaper that they did. And, it looks like a beautiful facility. If you're not familiar with the Sun and Fun Complex, it'll be right across the street, looks like, from the museum.
That's correct.
But they're going to put in their own roads and routing and parking lot everything.
Yeah.
And, this is going to be the most perfect place to have it, I think.
It's going to be unbelievable. On a national level, it's going to put us, Polk County and then Lakeland and Sun and Fun, it's going to put us on a national map with this.
It will.
It's a 58,000 square foot facility, and it house about 500 students. So we'll end up with about 500. And with this facility, we now will have the capacity to grow our programs. We're going to add an airframe and power plant program, licensed Part 147 school at the academy, and that will be within the next 12 months that we add that.
That's going to be a great thing.
That's awesome.
Because then the guys can get their A&P license.
So can I. Because that's the plan, because it's adult learning will be offered there through Travis.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well,
in the evening, it'll be evening schools available there through Travis. So
now,
adults can
come out and do that. That'll be a certification program, so do you guys have to... Is there an accreditation thing that you have to go through?
Yes, through the FAA, you have to be accredited by the FAA as a Part 147 school, and we're going to begin that process now so that in 12 months we'll have it up and running when the school building itself will be open August 2011, so just a year and a half from now.
Wow, that
they're moving.
Yeah, no kidding. So did they already take the shovel and do the dig and throw?
We turned dirt on Thursday, and we'll start clearing land by late May, early June.
That's going to be great.
Yep.
So they'll have this thing together like in no time. So you'll have the aviation, the flight part. Yeah, the A&P part is going to be a big deal. Are you an aircraft owner? You said that I
was at one time. I think I'm trying to get back into it again. But, at the very least, I'll be flying with these kids out there. So I'm looking forward to that. The donors actually bought us an air cam already. We have an air cam that's fully built.
Really?
Yes, sir. And he's also bought a kit for the air cam itself that the kids will get to put together and build themselves. And then we're also looking at some other aircraft Cessna potentially for solo flights and actual full private pilot instruction.
Yeah, do you guys have the donations that you guys received to build the facilities and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be enough money to build a facility and to and to buy some training aids?
That's the facility. He's doing additional on top of it. The 7.5 is just the beginning.
And the man we're talking about is?
Mr. James Ray. He is the founder of the Aviation Foundation. And he's done a lot with education for aviation nationwide with UND. He's been involved with Oshkosh and EAA. And so he's found Sun and Fun and made a new home here. And this is where his dream and vision is going to come true.
Well, that's good, and I wanted to make sure that we worked his name in there because he is making one huge donation.
Yes,
$7.5 million is a lot of money, but it sounds like it's all going to be for the good. And I agree with you, Chad. I think that for sure this is going to put your kids and your school
absolutely
on the map as far as aviation goes.
It's going to do a lot for our community with workforce. We're training an aviation workforce, and so I think it's also going to draw industry here. I think it's going to draw businesses into this airport, Lakeland Regional Airport, that we haven't seen before. Because we'll have a prepared workforce for them.
Yeah, the only time that this airport, just looking around the area right here in Central Florida, especially in the Lakeland area, there's a lot of potential for growth, and especially for aviation type stuff. There's not a whole lot of manufacturing or any aviation other than aviation services here on the airport right now, right?
So I'm hoping that's what we're going to draw with this. That's going to create that ability to supply that workforce, and they have that need, and this is where they're going to come.
That'd be great because then the kids can be right here. If they're right down the street, it'll be a mom and pop operation.
Absolutely.
But especially if you can get a couple of aircraft manufacturers. Somebody wants to do something here.
Absolutely.
And you got these people that grew up here. They're right here. They're happy here. You got happy workers, happy kids. They're going to have happy kids. They're going to go to school. It goes
absolutely.
On and on and on. Then you guys be looking for me to donate money.
Well, speaking of donating money, we do have a foundation we've created, the Central Florida Aerospace Academy Foundation. Folks can go to www.cfaaf.com, and they can actually make donations there. There's a way to submit a credit card donation if you want, or you can contact us for more information about making
tax
donations.
Deductible.
It is a tax deductible. We have an IRS standing as a 501(c) corporation, and so yes, it is tax deductible, and we're really excited about that. That happened just in the early fall, and so that's been part of our push to continue to grow this project.
So, are you having fun doing the assistant?
Oh, I love it. You know, I left the airlines. Unfortunately, it wasn't really what I wanted to do initially because of bankruptcy. It was with the airline I was working with and 9/11, post 9/11 area.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a blessing because I got into education, and the next thing I know, this fell into my lap, and you'll find me out here retired. So this is where I'll retire, and I'll be forever.
You know, when I got to Jacksonville, I said the same thing. You know, you actually get one of these jobs where you're flying less, but you're liking it more.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Have you noticed that? I mean, I'm the same way. I used to go. And then all of a sudden I thought, you know, well, if I take another position other than what I'm doing, I'm going to fail at it. And after a while you realize, you know, I'm pretty good more than just flying.
Absolutely.
You know, just like you are, Chad. I mean, you're doing a great job getting everybody in, getting everybody, you know, getting the school together and everything. And the kids love you.
Yep.
And they love the program. I know because they work here at the safety center. I think we have like 13 of them.
Yeah,
right here working.
There's a lot of students we can't chase off the property. They want to. They want to spend the night here. They just love it out here.
Well,
all the time.
I mean, the beauty of this, you know, being here is you know, even on the weekends, you're still learning about aviation.
Absolutely, I mean, absolutely.
This is the spring break for pilots, and everybody congregates here.
Absolutely.
I know that if I was a kid going to school here and I was interested in aviation, you know, because I don't know about you, but let me ask you a question. Did you ever have something like this when you were growing up?
No. That's one of the comments I get regularly from adults is, why can't I come here? Why didn't you have this when I was a kid?
Right. You know, I mean, all of our stuff was way different, you know, and if you had an interest in aviation, you know, if you weren't near an airport, people look at you like,
yes,
what? You want to go learn how to fly?
Yep.
Dude, those things are dangerous.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, we had to go out and do it ourselves. Nowadays, we, you know, there's guys like you, Chad, that go out there and take on these programs and say, yeah, this is a great thing. We'll offer this thing. Well, and we have these things, what you call tracks, right?
Right.
Where they can do, you know, all this stuff, and then somebody else sees it, like Mr. James Ray, and says, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to help you fund this thing. Yep. I think it's a great idea.
Absolutely.
You know, you got the right person, you, in place, you know, and...
And that's one of his visions. His vision, and he makes that comment regularly. He says, if we can get students and kids into an aircraft, and we can get to the point of the solo, that solo experience opens up lots of doors for students.
It
increases their confidence, increases their knowledge, increases their belief in themselves, and the world is their oyster at that point.
That's right. So. I mean, I've soloed about 730 some odd student pilots without accident or incident.
All right.
but what I found is, you know, as I teach people to fly and everything, that, you know, they've pretty much seen everything after about 9 to 10 hours, and they're pretty good, you know, and they'll start to plateau off. You're not really teaching them anything,
exactly,
you know,
right,
because they're going up and doing steep turns and slow flight. But the second I say, look, you think you could fly this thing by yourself? I'm going to get out and get a Coke. And that learning plateau bends about another
almost 90 degrees.
Yeah, it just goes straight up. It's like a rocket, because now that they know that they can power heavier than air machine off the planet's surface,
yep,
you know, and you know, and these kids can do the same thing. Just like, you know, I think it's a great idea that you guys in that, you know, in the maintenance part, if you've got donations and you're actually going to build a plane,
yes,
a flyable plane,
absolutely.
You know, you're talking about it. You know, even the maintenance side of this thing, the learning curve going up. You know,
yes, absolutely.
I mean, we know how which way to bend safety wire. We know how to do rivet pitch. We know how to hone a cylinder. But when you guys build it and it flies,
and that's hands-on experience.
Exactly,
it's relevancy. To the world around them. It's not just book work or something where you've taken your curriculum, your math and your science and history, and separated. It's all together, and they learn much quicker that way, particularly kids today.
Right.
They're very hands-on, they're very interactive individuals, and they really have to be, you know,
challenged. I'll tell you what, all of Sun and Fun, I mean, this whole area as far as Lakeland goes, it's all hands-on anyway.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, and a great resource for your kids. I mean, even here at the production studios where everything here is free, you know.
Yep.
And you have right now, especially this week, you have access to all kinds of aviation educators.
Ah,
so
oh,
if,
yes.
You know, if you see something out there that you know, you're probably out taking notes on some of these booths, going, I can do that.
Exactly. Well, you know, the kids have been involved with workshops over here. I've gone by and watched some kids learn welding, and it was interesting to see them do some of the welding, because they thought initially it was real easy. And then they walk away, and I told them, I said, you realize now that that's a real artwork.
It is.
And they go, oh, yeah. And they said, and I want to learn that. I want to be able to do that. And they go back, and they practice more.
That's right.
And they're doing some very neat things.
That's right. It is a... It's like a science of welding, and then if you do it enough, it turns into art. You know?
Absolutely.
Right now, you're just making big blobs of metal, little pools of metal all over the place. That's great. Well, Chad, I know you're a busy guy. Chad Smith, he's the assistant principal for the Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
Yes, sir.
And he's coming to us live up here on the roof. I know you're busy. You probably got a couple of other places you got to go.
We're going to hit a couple more.
And see some ideas and everything. And again, the websites that you, if you want to make a donation, is... CFAAF.com.
There you go.
Tax deductible donation.
Right.
Right.
And if they want to learn more about the Academy, they can go to www.flycfaa.com.
Everybody got that? www.flycfaa.com. All right, cool.
And once they've been there, they'll remember it forever.
Chad, good luck to you in the program. I know
Thank you.
A success so far.
I appreciate it.
I hope you complete success. I'm looking forward to seeing this complex, seeing this facility built over here, And
next fly-in, you'll see a three-story building out there with a roof on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, and if we do, next win?
Next fly-in. It'll be out of the ground and up.
And what we'll do is I'll get a remote guy, I'll get George over here, we'll go remote, and we'll actually do the interview from the front steps out there.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be super. All right, Chad, I appreciate you being here,
again.
Sir.
Appreciate it.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.